This session's, to our great grief, we pronounce even pushes against our heart. The party tried, the daughter of a king, our wife, and one of us too much beloved. Let us be cleared of being tyrannous, since we so openly proceed in justice, which shall have due course even to the guilt or the purgation. Produce the prisoner.
It is His Highness' pleasure that the Queen appear in person here in court. Silence.
Read the indictment.
Hermione, Queen to the worthy Leontes, King of Sicilia, thou art here accused and arraigned of high treason in committing adultery with Polixenes, King of Bohemia, and conspiring with Camillo to take away the life of our sovereign lord, the king, thy royal husband. The pretense whereof being by circumstances partly laid open, thou, Hermione, contrary to the faith and allegiance of a true subject, didst counsel and aid them for their better safety to fly away by night.
Since what I am to say must be but that which contradicts my accusation, and the testimony on my part no other but what comes from myself, it shall scarce boot me to say not guilty. Mine integrity being counted falsehood shall, as I express it, be so received. But thus, if powers divine behold our human actions as they do, I doubt not then, but innocence shall make false accusation blush and tyranny tremble at patience. You, my lord, best know, who least will seem to do so, my past life hath been as continent, as chaste, as true, as I am now unhappy, which is more than history can pattern, though devised and played to take spectators. For behold me, a fellow of the royal bed, which owe a moiety of the throne, a great king's daughter, the mother to a hopeful prince, here standing to prate and talk for life and honor for who please to come in a year. For life, I prize it as I weigh grief, which I would spare. For honor, 'tis a derivative from me to mine, and only that I stand for. I appeal to your own conscience, sir. Before Polixenes came to your court, how I was in your grace, how merited to be so. Since he came, with what encounter so uncurrent I have strained to appear thus. If one jot beyond the bound of honor, or in act or will that way inclining, hardened be the hearts of all that hear me, and my nearest of kin cry fie upon my grave.
I ne'er heard yet that any of these bolder vices wanted less impudence to gainsay what they did than to perform it first.
That's true enough. Though 'tis a saying, sir, not due to me.
You will not own it.
More than mistress of which comes to me a name of fault, I must not at all acknowledge. For Polixenes, with whom I am accused, I do confess I loved him as in honor he required, with such a kind of love as might become a lady like me, with a love even such, so and no other, as yourself commanded, which not to have done, I think, had been in me both disobedience and ingratitude to you and toward your friend, whose love had spoke even since it could speak from an infant freely that it was yours. Now, for conspiracy. I know not how it tastes, though it be dished for me to try how. All I know of it is that Camillo was an honest man, and why he left your court, the gods themselves, wotting no more than I, are ignorant.
You knew of his departure, as you know what you have undertaken to do in his absence.
Sir, you speak a language that I understand not. My life stands in the level of your dreams, which I lay down.
Your actions are my dreams. You had a bastard by Polixenes, and I but dreamed it. As you were past all shame, those of your fact are so past all truth, which to deny concerns more than avails.
For as thy brat hath been cast out, like to itself, no father owning it, which is indeed more criminal in thee than it, so thou shalt feel our justice, in whose easiest passage look for no less than death.
Sir, spare your threats. The bug which you would fright me with, I seek. To me can life be no commodity. The crown and comfort of my life, your favor, I do give lost, for I do feel it gone, but know not how it went. My second joy and first fruits of my body, from his presence I am barred like one infectious. My third comfort, starred most unluckily, is from my breast, the innocent milk in it most innocent mouth, hailed out to murder. Myself, on every post, proclaimed a strumpet, with immodest hatred, the childbed privilege denied, which longs to women of all fashion. Lastly, hurried here to this place, in the open air, before I have got strength of limit. Now, my liege, tell me what blessings I have here alive, that I should fear to die. Therefore, proceed. But yet hear this. Mistake me not. No life, I prize it not a straw, but for mine honour, which I would free. If I shall be condemned upon surmises, all proofs sleeping else but what your jealousies awake, I tell you, 'tis rigour and not law. Your honours all, I do refer me to the oracle. Apollo be my judge.
This your request is altogether just. Therefore bring forth, and in Apollo's name, his oracle.
The Emperor of Russia was my father. Oh, that he were alive, and here beholding his daughter's trial, that he did but see the flatness of my misery, yet with eyes of pity, not revenge.
You here shall swear upon this sword of justice that you, Cleomenes and Dion, have been both at Delphos, and from thence have brought this sealed-up oracle by the hand delivered of great Apollo's priest, and that since then you have not dared to break the holy seal nor read the secrets in't.
All this we swear.
Break up the seals and read.
Hermione is chaste, Polixenes blameless, Camillo a true subject, Leontes a jealous tyrant, his innocent babe truly begotten, and the king shall live without an heir if that which is lost be not found.
Now blessed be the great Apollo.
Praise it.
Hast thou read truth?
Aye, my lord, even so as it is here set down.
There is no truth at all in the oracle. The session shall proceed. This is mere falsehood.
My lord, the king! The king!
What is the business?
Oh, sir, I shall be hated to report it. The prince, your son, with mere conceit and fear of the queen's speed, is gone.
How gone?
Is dead.
Apollo's angry, and the heavens themselves do strike at my injustice.
This news is mortal to the queen. Look down and see what death is doing.
Take her hands. Her heart is but o'ercharged. She will recover. I have too much to believe. Mine own suspicion beseech you tenderly apply to her some remedies for life. Apollo! Pardon my great profaneness against thine oracle. I'll reconcile thee to Polixenes. You woo my queen. Recall the good Camillo, whom I proclaim a man of truth, of mercy. For being transported by my jealousies to bloody thoughts and to revenge, I chose Camillo for the minister to poison my friend Polixenes, which had been done, but that the good mind of Camillo tarded my swift command, though I with death and with reward did threaten and encourage him, not doing it and being done. He, most humane and filled with honor, to my kingly guest unclasped my practice, quit his fortunes here, which you knew great, and to the hazard of all uncertainties himself commanded, no richer than his honor. How he glisters through my rust, and how his piety does my deeds make the blacker.
Woe the while. Oh, cut my lace, lest my heart, cracking it, break too.
What fit is this, good lady?
What studied torments tyrant hast for me? What wheels, racks, fires, what flaying, boiling in leads or oils? What old on your torture must I receive, whose every word deserves to taste of thy most worst? Thy tyranny, together working with thy jealousies, fancies too weak for boys, too green and idle for girls of nine. Oh, think what they have done, and then run mad indeed, stark mad, for all thy bygone fooleries were but spices of it. That thou betrayest Polixenes, 'twas nothing. That did but show thee of a fool, inconstant, and damnable ingrateful. Nor was't much. Thou wouldst have poisoned good Camillo's honour, to have him kill a king. Poor trespasses, more monstrous standing by. Whereof I reckon the casting forth to crows thy baby daughter, to be or none or little, though a devil would have shed water out of fire ere dunt. Nor is directly laid to thee the death of the young prince, whose honourable thoughts high for one so tender, cleft the heart that could conceive a gross and foolish sire blemished his gracious dam. This is not no, laid to thy answer, but the last. O lords, when I have said, cry woe. The queen. The queen. The sweetest, dearest creature's dead, and vengeance for it not dropped down yet.
Higher powers forbid.
I say she's dead. I'll swear it. If word nor oath prevail not, go and see. If you can bring tincture or lustre in her lip, her eye, heat outwardly or breath within, I'll serve you as I would do the gods. But, oh, thou tyrant, do not repent these things, for they are heavier than all thy woes can stir. Therefore betake thee to nothing but despair. 1,000 knees, 10,000 years together, naked fasting, upon a barren mountain, and still winter in storm perpetual could not move the gods to look that way thou wert.
Go on. Go on. Thou canst not speak too much. I have deserved all tongues to talk their bitterest.
Say no more. However the business goes, you have made fault to the boldness of your speech.
I'm sorry for it. All faults I make, when I shall come to know them, I do repent. Alas, I've showed too much the rashness of a woman. He is touched to the noble heart. What's gone and what's past help should be past grief. Do not receive affliction at my petition. I beseech you rather let me be punished that have minded you of what you should forget. Now, good my liege, sir, royal sir, forgive a foolish woman. The love I bore your queen, oh, lo, fool again. I'll speak of her no more, nor of your children. I'll not remember you of my own lord, who is lost too. Take your patience to you, and I'll say nothing.
Thou didst speak but well when most the truth, which I receive much better than to be pitied of thee. Prithee, bring me to the dead bodies of my queen and son. One grave shall be for both. Upon them shall the causes of their death appear, unto our shame perpetual. Once a day I'll visit the chapel where they lie, and tears shed there shall be my recreation. So long as nature will bear up with this exercise, so long I daily vow to use it. Come, and lead me to these sorrows.